This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back to the Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. In just about an hour, Jonathan Allen will join us. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss that, as he joins us every Tuesday during the NFL season. His former coach, Jay Gruden, joined Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan yesterday. And we have the audio of when he was asked if it would be a letdown if the Commanders missed the playoffs after a sizzling 4-1 start to the season.
Come on, Jay.
I agree with you 100%. I really do. I just think what these guys have put on tape for the first 5 weeks, you know, it's not like they played an easy schedule. The Giants just went to Seattle and beat them. Cardinals just beat the hell out of San Francisco. The Bengals, obviously, are the Bengals. They beat them on Monday Night Football, Joe Burrow. So they've had some tough teams they've had to beat. So, yeah, I'm not too sold on the NFC East right now, the other teams. Dallas has their issues on defense, and Dak makes some bonehead throws every now and then. Philadelphia, they're always in the media for something negative going on over there. And, you know, he can beat the Giants. He already did. So I don't see why that's a stretch to say you can't win the NFC East.
Oh, I agree. To be fair, Jay, the Cardinals didn't beat the hell out of San Francisco.
They
did beat them, but they won by one.
Right. But I agree with the premise. At this point, starting the season 4-1, it would be a letdown to miss the playoffs. We put it up as our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. You can vote at Junks Radio or on our Instagram page. Give us a follow there, Sports Junkies Radio. Before the season, if you said, hey, this is what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you in year one, Jaden Daniels and the Commanders go 9-8, miss the playoffs. All of us would have said, well, that's a huge improvement.
Sure, take it. All day long.
You only won 4 games last year. You're 4-13. That would be a 5-game turnaround. That would be impressive for Dan Quinn's first season. But at this point, you expect more.
Now you're getting greedy. Now we get greedy.
So missing the playoffs already. The way you miss the playoffs, I mean, 9-8 could get you in.
Mm-hmm.
But if they finished 9-8 now, just do the math. That would mean you're 5-7 from this point on. Mm-hmm. That would be disappointing. So it would be a letdown.
I would agree, especially since, what's the percentage again? Starting out at 4-1, it's like 75%.
I mean, something their percentage, I don't know about the overall, but their percentage right now in 2024 is 72% to make the playoffs.
Okay, so I mean, that's a really good chance.
Yeah.
To be, you know, almost 73%. So, yeah, it would be, based on the schedule that they're looking at, it would be a letdown because they're playing, we already went through it, they're playing some teams that you have to beat.
Right.
because they are clearly inferior. Ravens game, we all thought and think that the Ravens are going to win that game.
Yeah,
so that's one. So that's one of those where you go, all right, toss that one out.
Right.
But some of those other games on the schedule, especially the ones at home, you go, all right, well, that's a win. They should be able to make the playoffs.
But they've even changed the expectations where we thought the Ravens would just give them the beatdown. Like, now I feel like the Commanders are going to be in the game because they've got the firepower to score. They're the top scoring team in the league.
You're saying just to keep up with them, because I don't think we're going to slow the Ravens down.
No, I don't. I don't think this defense is going to slow the Ravens down either. But this Commanders team, led by Jaden Daniels, absolutely has the offensive firepower to at least stay in games with top opponents.
Mm-hmm.
They've shown that through 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Did it in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Now, Cincinnati's a disappointment.
Yeah.
Obviously, at 1-4. But
they outscored them.
Before the season started, I thought the Ravens would blow out. They would blow out the Commanders. I don't think that anymore.
So if the schedule was a lot tougher, especially the home games, I would say the 4-1 start, if they didn't make the playoffs, okay, wouldn't be that much of a disappointment. But based on the schedule, starting out 4-1, I would say, yeah, it would be a letdown.
If they don't make the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it would be a letdown, yeah. But I still think it's going to be hard.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it will be a letdown because our expectations have now been raised exponentially. I mean, think about it. Just go about in this room. I mean, some of you guys, Cakes and I had them winning records, had them winning 5-6 games. I think the Vegas number was 6.5.
Yep.
I mean, they really.
I had them going 7-10.
Vegas is going to be taking a bath on that 6.5. If there are a bunch of people that have the overs,
right?
They're gonna
missing
be
the playoffs.
A lot.
Would be devastating at this point to the fan base. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. You heard what Jay Gruden said, it would be a letdown to miss the playoffs. I completely agree. It would be crushing because what it would mean is that what we've seen for the first five games is a bit of a mirage. Like, it would mean that more than likely, Jaden Daniels comes back to earth and starts to struggle, and you don't want that. We're riding this wave of euphoria now, and there's hope about not just this season, but the season after and the season after, that you're going to be a perennial playoff contender, a team that's going to compete for Super Bowls, a guy who could win MVPs. If they don't make the playoffs, that narrative is going to change because in all likelihood, for them to miss the playoffs, he would have to be bad or get hurt.
Right. That's a good point. I mean, we know the defense is going to struggle, especially against really good offenses, but they've played pretty well the last 2 weeks. But if they didn't make the playoffs, you're right. That means the offense probably would have struggled over the next 12 games. And maybe that's due to injury, or maybe Jaden comes back down to earth. But you're right. If they don't make the playoffs, it means they clearly, offensively, they weren't as good as the first five.
Or he gets hurt, which is devastating as well.
If he gets hurt, then it's all bets are off.
Do you agree with Jay? 800-636-1067. I do.
We have more audio of Jay, and this is the one that's going to get EB's ears perking up.
Mm.
Quarterback play of Jaden Daniels, the way they can run the football, and the defense is starting to come together, hustle and play hard. I don't see why they can't win 10, 11, 12, 13 games.
So you think they are one of the best teams in football?
They're playing like it right now. I'm telling you this, Jaden Daniels is top three quarterback right now, playing right now after the first five games. You have to say that, right?
All right, who's the top three then?
That's a little bit of
who's the top
Jaden, Lamar, and
Josh Allen, Mahomes.
Darnold.
I don't know if I'd put Mahomes in there.
I mean, just by pass.
Josh Allen.
No, but current.
Mahomes is not playing well.
Who's playing? Give
in terms
me the
of production
three.
This year, it's Josh Allen.
And Darnold.
Joe Burrow. And Jaden Daniels.
Sorry, can't put Josh Allen in that. If you get benched because your team's getting smoked.
He was 9-for-30. You're right. He had a really bad week.
But just in terms of the statistics.
Also, Burrow, even though they're 1-4, has 12 touchdown passes.
I think Jaden is number 3 in QBR behind Burrow and Josh Allen.
He's all, through 5 weeks, Jaden Daniels is one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And I don't think that's not hyperbole. It's the truth.
The thing is I 13, actually think
13 wins. 13
well,
wins.
Well, he started off at 10. That's a big range. 10, 11, 10 12, 13.
Well, 10 is the floor.
Right.
I mean,
that's really assuming that the defense has shored up their, and they're going to be, middle of the pack-ish. Whereas they,
I don't know if they're going to make it to
brutally
that.
Brutally bad.
I think
first couple weeks.
I think what Quinn and Kingsbury have to lean into and accept is we have to get. We're just going to be in high scoring games against better teams, like against the Ravens of the world and the other tough. Like if Philly can get everything together coming out of the bye week, and if Dak and the Cowboys can get back to scoring 25 or 30 points per game, they're going to have to be in shootouts. Right. That's the way the defense is just built right now.
Where are the Ravens? I'm looking at them right now. Where do they rank defensively?
Number one in the league against the run.
No, but in terms of points allowed. So they're giving up 25.2. We're giving up 23. Now, you said in rushing,
they're good at shutting down the run. They're bad at shutting down the pass.
Yeah, they're near the bottom and against the pass.
So that's where we have to exploit them. Which that might be hard because we're not putting up huge passing yards.
But I still think like the identity of this Commanders team is their rushing attack. They're not just going to go into Baltimore and all of a sudden throw 60-65% of the of their offense.
I
don't think they're going to change their blueprint.
How much of that is because they're ahead and they're just not running that much against them?
That, I don't know. But
the Raiders game, the bulk of that came in the fourth quarter after getting, I guess, lazy on defense and just letting them complete everything possible.
I'm just talking about rushing defense, right? So have they made teams one-dimensional several times this season where they just have to pass all day?
Well, Dallas passed all day, but I think that's because they couldn't run.
And they were down by 24.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because they're down so much.
Yeah, the Dallas game, the Raiders game,
the
Bills was their best game by far in terms of total defense, not just rush but pass as well.
So maybe their rush defense, while it's number one, maybe it's not technically number one. What is it?
It's hard to run when you're down by 24 points.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So what is we need to find
out. You want
to
look at yards per carry against them?
Yeah.
I mean, what you could go to
Yeah, but think about it. Cincinnati, that was a tight game the entire game pretty much, and Cincinnati ran for 71 yards.
They
did a good job against them.
First game was against the Chiefs, right? 27-20 game. Chiefs ran for 72 yards.
How much per carry?
3.6. But that included a 21-yarder from Xavier Worthy.
All right, well, that's part of it.
So Pacheco only ran for 3 yards of carry.
Go through each week. What were they giving up?
All right, so Pacheco, we'll just go with the main rushers against them. Pacheco ran for 3 yards per carry. Mm-hmm. Go to the Raiders game, which was 26-23.
Well, they don't have a running back there. There's no
Zamir White.
I think Zamir White might have
had a good game. Zamir White ran for 2.7 yards per carry.
Or not.
They ran for 27 yards.
The Cowboys.
So they clearly couldn't run.
Right. Again, not a good rushing team, but if you go to their number one running back, Rico Dowdle, 8 carries, 32 yards, 4 yards a pop.
Maybe the Ravens are so good against the run because they faced about a bunch of poopy running backs and rushing attacks.
I think that's part of it.
That's certainly a component of it.
Now, the Bills have a good running back in James Cook. Mm-hmm. He had 9 carries.
Well, they also have Josh Allen.
For 39 yards.
Yeah.
Which was 4.3 yards a pop.
Mm-hmm. Washington runs more than any team in the league. They're not all of a sudden just going to change their identity because they're facing the Ravens.
No, because they also need to retain possession.
Right.
So, now, there might be some more third and longs, more than they're used to seeing, because the Ravens are going to be the best run defense they've faced. But you're right. They're not going to just not run. Right.
God, I hope they don't just go bubble.
Daniels isn't
going to
throw 45 times.
If they go back to that week one playbook.
Oh, no, I don't think that's happening.
That's going to make me crazy.
They're going to run as much as they can. And I think Jaden's going to take shots downfield against this leaky secondary.
But back to the question at hand, Che's 100% right. It would be a letdown if they don't make the playoffs. All you got to do is go 500, EB. Go 500 the rest of the way, you get the 10 wins.
I certainly think they're capable of it. I just think it's a lot harder. It's easier said than done.
All right, let's go to the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. At this point, after the 4-1 start, do you agree with former coach Jay Gruden? Would you be disappointed if this Commanders team doesn't qualify for the playoffs?
All right, let's go to Quinn in D.C. Quinn, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? I disagree that it would be a letdown at this point if we don't make the playoffs. Just being 4-1 is like gravy on top. I certainly didn't expect this, and no one else did. So I think it's kind of over the top to say it'd be a disappointment right now. But if we beat the Ravens, then I'll get on board with that.
If we beat the Ravens, all bets are off. But just to correct the record, there's one guy in here that had him at 4-1.
Okay, fair enough. I know you did.
Yeah, like August. All right, thank you.
Awful phone.
Terrible phone.
Let's go to worst. Kevin. Kevin, calling from Waldorf. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. I'm here. I agree with your call that preceded me on the aspect that we need to be fans, not fanatical, but fans. And say so you take a 4-win team to 8 wins. Let's get into Baltimore. Let's be conservative. Let's not put Jaden out there on the island a lot and expect him to turn water into wine. Get out of there, play a good game. If you get lucky, you win, you win. If you don't, you don't.
You want them to actually just get out of there and get healthy. Don't actually go in there and try to win the game.
Oh, well, you're going to try to win the game, but if they're not protected, and
they've done a pretty good job protecting.
You got to lean into your superstar if you want a chance to beat the Ravens on the road.
I've never heard so much loser talk in my life.
Loser talk.
Yeah, loser talk. Let's have our quarterback get protected.
Yeah.
I mean, that's loser talk. Go in there and try and win. Let's be conservative. I mean, that is loser talk.
All right, we'll take more of your calls when we come back on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines at 800-636-1067.
He's fired up.
Will you be disappointed if the Commanders fail to make the playoffs after a 4-1 start? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
We're taking your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067, reacting to former coach Jay Gruden joining Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan yesterday, basically saying it will be a disappointment if the Commanders fail to make the playoffs after a 4-1 start. He went on to say he sees the Commanders possibly winning between 10 and 13 games because Jaden Daniels is just so special as a rookie.
Mm. 13-4 would be a ridiculous year.
Well, then he's coach of the year.
Coach of the year.
And, well, then he's, I mean, and then he's certainly in the MVP
discussion. He's
actually discussion.
Coach of, like, the century. Yeah. If the Commanders improve
Adam
to 13
Peters
wins.
Will be executive of the year.
Oh, yeah. Clean sweep of all the categories.
Yeah.
Jaden wins MVP, wins rookie of the year. Peters wins executive of the year. So right. on and so on.
Yeah. Right. All right. Let me see here. Let's go.
But that may be a tad aggressive.
The last team with 10 wins that did not make the playoffs, and that was in a 16-game schedule, mm-hmm. not a 17, but that was the Dolphins in 2020.
Okay.
So 21, 22, and 23, every team that won at least 10 games got in. So right. that's like your magic marker.
Right.
What's the last 4-1 team? Probably happened last year, but what's the last 4-1 team that didn't make the playoffs?
Mm. I'm going to have to do research on that one.
All right. Let's go.
Caught me off guard with that one.
Let's go to Caleb in Chevy Chase. Caleb, what's up?
Hey, guys. I'm proud of you. You're injecting a dose of reality into the last 4 weeks of listening to you and Grant and Danny and everyone else. Have you figured out what the combined winning percentages of the teams the Commanders have beaten?
Yeah, it's but I still 30%. Think they've beaten okay teams. I don't think – I mean, the records don't necessarily show it.
No, Cleveland sucks.
Okay, Cleveland's bad, but I don't think...
All right, the Giants are playing better now.
The Giants are playing better. The Bengals, we know, that is a solid team. The Bucks, well, we lost,
to, them. Arizona.
Yeah, but when you add in the Bucks, it only goes up to 37%. So yeah. I'm just saying the numbers don't lie.
You're right. I mean...
Well, what do you mean the numbers don't lie?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I think the hype fest that has been on the fan for the last 4 weeks, I've been rolling my eyes at it. Yeah, we haven't really beaten anyone good. Now, all bets are off. You guys beat Baltimore this weekend, and I'll call in next
There's
week.
There's nobody better. But I mean, if you beat the Ravens, you've beaten the best.
Like, what more do they have to do? They can only play the teams that are presented to them on the schedule. Like,
right.
They,
right.
That's I mean, right. And that's why I'm proud of you for pumping the brakes. Let's not get over our skis.
There's one thing to play a bad team and maybe squeak by them. They're drumming. They're doing exactly what they're supposed
they're
to do.
They're throttling the bad teams. Aside from the Giants, that was a squeaker because they couldn't score touchdowns.
And right.
They didn't throttle the Bengals.
No, but they outscored them. They outscored 38.
Yeah. Yeah. Last 2 weeks, throttling.
I mean, they've scored 100 almost 120 points in the last three games, and it's pretty impressive.
I'm with you.
That's why I say missing the playoffs would be a complete letdown. Thanks for your call, because if they were to miss the playoffs, it would mean at best they go 5-7 down the stretch, and Jaden would have had to have played bad.
Or he gets banged up and isn't playing, which is
bad outcomes.
Terrifying.
Jaden could play well, and the defense just be atrocious.
If Jaden plays well... They're going to win at least half their games.
Yeah.
Especially against the opponents you're talking about.
I hope so.
I didn't find the 4-1 record missing the playoffs, but there have been six times since 1990 where teams have started 5-0 and missed the playoffs.
All right, but we're not that.
Look, the Vikings did it. Look, the percentage is 72%. All right, that's a good percentage. You win this week, it probably goes up to 85%.
I mean, what we know is under Zorn, they started off 6-2.
Yeah.
Finished 8-8, missed the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. I would actually, if they beat the Ravens on the road, I would put their playoff percentages at 100%.
Well, okay.
Because
that's a good point.
That just means you're beating one of the better teams in the AFC in their
with
place.
An injury caveat. Because if Jaden went down.
Did you see when Mariota went in
injury
there?
Injury caveat. Yeah.
Oh, it would be a disaster.
Atrocious.
Yeah, it would
just
be bad.
Just chalk up an L if that's the case.
Let's go to Reggie in D.C. Reggie.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey.
Man, I'm disgusted by hearing these Debbie Downer fans. Okay, in Baltimore, right, I'm assuming if you listen to the sports talks in Baltimore, they should be saying the same thing about their defense. Baltimore defense is horrible. They got safeties that are slow. They got a new defensive coordinator that's trying to figure it out. I'm expecting my quarterback to go throw for throw, run for run with Lamar. And I'm expecting us to go in there and win. Hey, is it going to be tough? Every game in the NFL is tough. But when you have a guy under center, right, and you have a good one, a great one, whatever adjective you want to describe Jayden Daniels, then you have a more than 50, 60, whatever percent chance of winning. I don't understand. Why do we think we're going to Baltimore and we don't have a chance?
Well, let's just say this.
Thank you, Reggie. You're right. Everyone has this ER attitude. Oh, shucks. Right. It's the Ravens. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the Ravens are my team that I picked to win it all. So, of course,
yeah,
I think we're underdogs against them.
Expecting to win. We're 4-1. Like, what right. have we done in the last four games that would make you think we can't go in there and win? Cincinnati was the one that I was
stopping
more nervous.
Run.
Yeah, but okay. But again, what does Baltimore defense present to us that we don't present to them?
Fair.
I like it.
Let's talk this out, Reggie. Let's say Lamar and Jayden, and this would have been an insult to some people, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago. But let's say they're a wash. They both have an equal impact on the game, right?
Okay.
You still gotta, and let's just even say that Derrick Henry and our running backs by committee is a wash with Henry. Then it's going to come down to whose defense is better.
If you're saying all of that is a wash and you look at their secondary and you look at our secondary, their safeties are bad, and they got a 34-year-old, he's a kid, defensive coordinator that's trying to figure it out. They got the last-ranked pass defense. Baltimore's not the same Ravens now. Offensively, I'm with you. It's going to be a
second
problem.
Worst.
Second worst. Jacksonville's the worst.
Their defense is bad. defense is bad.
Yeah. The pass defense is bad.
Thank you, Reggie. I appreciate it. Thank you.
But to be fair, the Ravens have played a much tougher schedule.
Right.
All right. They've played much better teams, better personnel, not even close. They've played the Chiefs. They've played the Cowboys. They've played the Bills and the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Much tougher schedule.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
So,
yeah, I mean,
Raiders are terrible.
I'm not saying that teams can't go to any stadium and win. It can happen. It's the NFL. Teams can go anywhere and win. We've already seen it. We're out of two freaking survivor pools.
Yeah, it's been a wild season already.
But they're the favorite.
They played the same game against the Bengals that we did.
Shootouts. Yeah, it was a shootout. But they're the favorite.
Oh, man. I hope it's a 42-38 Commanders win. Oh,
well, that would be incredible.
Are you loading up on the over on that?
I mean, the over is a laughable what?
52.5.
52.5.
Hey, you still owe me $10. You want to put it up?
I might. I can be tempted.
I mean, I'm trying to tempt you right now.
I know. You are officially tempting me.
All right, let's go to Ron, Poolsville. Ron, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Ron.
I'm not hoping for a win, but I want a good performance, and this is the toughest opponent that they've faced so far. And because it's on the road, man, a win like that, I said the other day, if they go on the road and beat Philadelphia, go on the road and beat Cowboys, those are two statement wins in your
division.
That made Valdez chuckle.
I said this.
What a bunch of wimps. I'm dead serious. Bunch of wimps.
I said this.
It's a scarred fan base.
On Sunday, if we beat the Ravens, I'm 100% going to Porky Pig. You're going to be sitting next to my Johnson.
That's fine.
My exposed Johnson.
After what I saw yesterday, your exposed Johnson is not going to faze me one bit.
I mean, these are fans of the hottest team in the NFL, and they just have zero confidence.
They got
whatsoever.
No swagger.
Zero swag.
No
swagger
whatsoever.
What does McAfee always say? Talk your S?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't.
I mean, come on, guys.
I just don't. We don't have that signature win, though. This would be it. This would be the signature win.
This would certainly be it if they're able to find a way to win.
I know, but the Cincy win was a signature win at the time.
It was a great win.
Since he's the greatest
shocker.
Since he's the greatest 1-4 team ever, apparently.
Nobody gave them a shot at beating Cincinnati on the road.
Like you've already done it. You've already had the upset.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, but they're not as good as the Ravens.
They're not, but they were viewed as one of the powers in the AFC.
I agree.
Heading
into
the season.
It was a very good win. It was our best win.
Yeah, I mean,
it was our best win.
If the freaking holder doesn't drop the ball, Bengals might win that game. You know what I mean? Might beat the Ravens.
I don't even remember. Are you saying with the Ravens? Yeah.
Bengals, Ravens.
Let's go to Warren, Hanover. Warren, what's up?
Good morning, Junks.
What's up, Warren?
I've been this delusional Washington fan for quite some time. But what we're seeing right now with Jaden and the offense playing, it's the truth. I think that, going into Baltimore as heavy underdogs with no respect, we go in there and we're going to, if we win this game, we're going to put Washington back on the map. Then we should be able to beat the Panthers, the Bears. Can't wait to watch Jaden versus Caleb. So, yes, I think a 4-1 start, if we don't make the playoffs, it's disappointing. It's the first time since 2008 that we're off of this start. I do think the key is that we have to run the football in Baltimore to take some early pressure off of Jaden, but we got to take shots, man. We see the last couple weeks.
Well, they've been doing it.
They will.
Yeah.
They will. They'll test that secondary.
Yeah, and I think, too, like the first couple weeks we had a slow start on offense because we weren't getting the best player involved in the game, and that's Terry McLaurin. If we take shots, get him in the game, stretch the field, Diami Brown stretching the field, too. I think we have a really good shot to go in there. And I think, 6.5-point underdogs?
Yeah.
Going into the Ravens, which there's no respect, man. We've been averaging 33 points a game. Things just look different. It's, I told my wife on Sunday, I was like, babe, I couldn't tell you the last time we sat our starters for the last 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I know. No, honestly, yeah. I started thinking about it had that 91 feeling.
Thanks
really
for the call.
Did. I know people don't remember that. But
I like how fans just add points. They're like, 33 and a half points per game. It's 31, which is great. It's leading the league. But let's not just add random points.
It just seemed so easy for them.
Right.
Is that sustainable? Is the offense sustainable?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. The league makes adjustments. So right now it looks fantastic.
Where are they going to finish in offense, in points per game at the end of the season?
Well, it'd be hard to believe they're not in the top
five.
I was going to say top 10 because,
I think it's top five.
There might be adjustments. I'm not a defensive coordinator, but there's 5 games of film now, and there's like 8 games of film.
That's fine.
The league may
I think the rushing
take
game,
some things away.
The fact that what they major in, the rushing game, is sticky. That's not going anywhere. And the offensive line is playing way, way above expectations. Go watch what Brandon Coleman did to Myles Garrett over the weekend. You know what he did? He erased him. He erased one of the best players on defense in the entire league.
Teams come back down to earth.
I look
there's understood. Injuries. Could be a key injury here and there.
Yep.
I mean, Brian Robinson goes out. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Brent Coleman gets hurt. Okay, then you're stuck.
Mm-hmm. I look at Jaden's running ability, and I don't even think he's turned it on completely.
I agree. I don't think he's touched.
And I just think, Lamar Jackson is the best comp to him. And look at Lamar Jackson's winning his winning percentage as a starter in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He's that good, Jaden Daniels. I don't know if he's as adept as a passer as Lamar, but Lamar's had years in the NFL.
It'll be interesting to see what defensive coordinators do because obviously they're going to look at every film, every play, and they're going to go, all right, well, this is how he's beating teams because guys are taking angles, but they're going right at him, and he just takes one little step right. You can't catch him. He goes, bounces out. I wonder what teams are going to do to try and keep him in the pocket.
When they try to attack that, he's going to find a way to counteract whatever they're throwing
at
him.
Of course.
All right, let's go to a couple of these guys here that are real confident. Little in D.C. Little, what's up?
What's going on, Jones? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Man, I listen to y'all a lot in the morning.
Thank you, man.
Let me say this, man. Kingsbury First of all, all the units, man, they're playing with a chip on their shoulder. Mm-hmm. But there's one special unit that's got a gorilla on his shoulder. That's the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this. Kingsbury established the run. He's a mixologist. Mm-hmm. Man, look, Commanders by 10 points, double digits, man. I called a 40-burger up last week and almost hit it. games in the fourth quarter.
I love it.
Man, look, Commanders by 10, by double digits.
Wow, that is confident.
I want to be running the ball, man, on the Ravens, man. We're going to keep that boy off the field, and Kingsbury will take over the game.
Wow. I hope you're right.
God bless y'all, man.
All right, thank you. Thank you, buddy.
Commanders by double digits.
I don't know if this is a red flag. Call back if it happens. And I am by no means a defensive coordinator, and I don't know how you'd figure it out, but if you look at next-gen stats, every week they put up a passing chart, and it shows every completion, every incompletion. And one thing that you notice about Jaden Daniels and this offense, the majority, like by a lot, of his passes are to the right side. Think about the touchdown pass to De'Ami Brown that he rolled out to the right, threw it to Terry McLaurin just this past week. And like chart after chart after chart.
Wouldn't that be true for most right-handed quarterbacks?
I don't know.
Can you compare it then before you start making any random quarterbacks?
I would assume especially if he's getting flushed out of the pocket to the right.
You're not going to roll left and throw left.
But there's almost no completions.
Just check
like on out patterns to the left,
for example. Compare it to
Lamar. All right, I'll do Lamar Jackson.
You know what I would say to that? Who cares?
You may be right.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
You definitely don't want him rolling left and throwing left.
Of course not.
I mean, maybe once, but you don't want to major in any of that. So, of course, that right-handed quarterback is probably going to throw right. Yeah.
All right, we'll continue to take your calls at 800-636-1067. And don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, that's in just about 20 minutes, Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders. He'll join us at 9 a.m. here on The Fan. Everybody wants to weigh in on the Commanders' playoff chances after starting the season. A surprising, I think borderline shocking, 4-1.
I mean, I think more than anything, what's shocking is just the explosion of the offense.
Yeah, the fact that they...
Jaden hasn't looked like a rookie. He looks so comfortable and at ease.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, from the moment he stepped on the field,
yep.
He's never looked rattled.
Maybe in game one, I'm not saying he looked rattled. Maybe in game one against Tampa, they looked like a rookie.
They didn't ask him to do anything.
He didn't do anything.
True. True. Just saying, if there was one game where you said, "Okay, this offense is going to take a while,"
I didn't have a problem with.
I didn't like Cliff.
Didn't have a problem with Cliff spoon feeding him for the first game. Like, I don't want my rookie going out in the first game on the road against a playoff team, just hurling the ball all over the field. I would rather it be conservative.
And their defense was getting pounded. So.
Right. I didn't have an issue with the game plan in week one.
That's where we differ. I hated the week one game plan.
Okay,
but. You know,
it is what it is. They're totally different now.
Doesn't hurt them now.
They're totally different now.
All right,
four straight dubs.
Bunch of people want to call in. Let's go. Let me see. Let's go to Mike calling from Baltimore. One of your homies,
Mike.
Mike, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning.
What's
How
up,
y'all
Mike?
Feeling?
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, man. I've been listening to y'all since I was a kid. It's my first time calling. For
Thank
real.
You, sir.
Thanks, man. Still sound like a kid.
Mike, are you a Ravens fan or a Commanders fan?
Oh, no. I'm a Commanders all the way. Commanders all the way.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
How's that work?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm from Alexandria, Virginia. Y'all probably know my dad for real. Sacktown.
Oh. Sacktown Mike is your
Sacktown
dad?
Sacktown Jr. calling Mike. In. Very
what's your,
good.
What's your dad doing?
Sacktown Jr. right here. Yeah.
What's your dad up to? We haven't heard from him in forever.
I talk to him every day. He's working. Every day working.
He texts me all the time and says he's going to call into the show and never does.
Hey, but you know
boy
what? We got the next best thing.
So what's little Mike think?
Yeah.
Don't listen to that, Don't listen to that, Don't.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, like, it's... I'm hyped. I'm psyched. Like we 4-1. Like the sky's the limit. Even if we do lose, which we're not going to lose to the Ravens. Even if we do lose, like we still got money games. We got the bum Giants again. We got the Bears. We got the who else? We got
the Panthers,
Steelers.
Titans. Come on now. Like the sky's the limit for us. Like I'm the delusional Washington fan. I'm the old school delusional. Like. When we beat the Ravens, bro, I'm talking reckless. I'm thinking like beyond playoffs.
How many wins? How many wins do you see them with at the end of the season?
The start of the season, I said the floor was 7, the ceiling was 10. I might get a little ballsy with this one. I think we could. I don't think we could lose again. I don't see us ever losing.
16-1.
I like it.
16-1.
I like what you're selling. I'm buying what you're selling.
All right, Mike. Thank you, buddy. Care. Call back. Call back next week.
All right, got you.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man.
Wave that W flag proudly in Baltimore if they upset the Ravens.
That's a funny father and son combo.
You know. We are old when Sacktown Mike's son is calling in as a grown-ass man.
Yep.
He came out and said hello to us at the parade, if you remember. I mean, he's like 27, I'm going to guess.
I don't remember.
No.
Yeah.
I don't. Let's go to Alan in Manassas. Alan, what's up, buddy? You're all the Junks.
Hey, I appreciate y'all taking my call. Mm-hmm. Hey, so all I got to say is, you listen to Dan Quinn and what he's had to say, and we still are not playing up to the identity that he wants us to play up to. And we've been winning 4 straight games. So it's like, I can't wait to see that when we do play up to identity, and we do have this defense playing way better, Jonathan Allen, Deron Payne playing up to their expectations, everyone else following through. Like, when we play up to identity, and then so – I agree with Jay Gruden. I would be highly disappointed if we didn't make the playoffs. And honestly, seeing what I see now so far with our team, there's no way that we will not win under 8 games.
So 8 games or more. All right, thank you for that.
That's pretty safe.
That's probably a safe bet.
Why are all the phones bad?
I don't know.
All the phones are bad. Every single one of them.
I blame Mar.
It's Mike
I've told each and every one of them, no Bluetooth, no speakerphone.
I'm not blaming you. I'm talking about the whole cell phone industry. Like, it's just
5G overhyped.
We need 25G.
Yeah, we need 8G.
Yeah, I mean, we need more Gs is what we need.
Let's go to Mark in Fredericksburg. Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
I've been listening all morning, man. I'm so sick of hearing all of these fans calling up here talking about losing, dude. Like, what the heck is that? Like, we have won 4 straight games. We've got a quarterback playing better than anybody in the league, if not just as good, putting up points every week. Why is every caller talking about losing? We're going to beat the Ravens. Why can't we beat the Ravens?
We've
been putting it on every team, even the Bengals. We were up, 14 points at some point? We've been putting it on everybody.
He's
I don't
emphatic.
Understand why everybody's calling, talking about losing. We're playing as good, if not better, than anybody in the league. That's all I got to say.
All right, thank you. Well, we've been doing it for, 3 or 4 games now. The Ravens
great call,
have been doing
Mark.
It for years.
Right.
Okay?
They're used to it.
It's a true test. It's a true test. But can we win? Of course we can win. But, man, this is a real test. This is why I'm coming in here and I'm taking my clothes off and I'm sitting with my pants. I'm taking my pants off if we win.
Yeah.
And I want people to send me pictures, not from their work, because I don't want you to get sexually harassed.
Do it at home.
Do it at home.
Yeah.
Where you're working from home. Send me a picture. Send me a picture of you, Porky Piggy.
Yeah, send a picture of your hog to Eric.
No, I don't need to see the hog.
I just did the Odyssey sexual harassment training. That might be sexual harassment for you to be here.
Home.
I'm saying here.
Radio is the only place in the world where this is possible.
Right.
Where you can actually take your pants off.
Only way. Place you can get away with.
No, much like Jason and
asking the people to send you pictures.
Much like Jason Cakes and I, we only got 80% the first time we took the quiz.
It's fine.
I only missed one question.
I missed one.
Me too.
It's fine. I got my certificate.
By the way, worst actors in the country.
They're
are they? I mean, are they actors? I guess they
have
are.
To be paid actors. Yes, but
they're the worst actors.
They don't have an IMDb page.
They're terrible.
No chance.
Go to Pablo.
Top credit. Yeah. Odyssey training.
Right.
Pablo in Ashburn. What's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. I've been listening for a very long time as well. First time caller.
Thanks,
and
man.
I got to say this. I've been watching not so great football since, early 2000s. And to finally be able to see a great performance, not just 1 week or 2 weeks back to back, but 3 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know why we can't match up what the Ravens are offering right now. So, again, I'm going into this completely optimistic, but I will say this. I think that just automatically after 5 weeks, assuming that they're going to be either playoff or Super Bowl bound, is too much. Why don't we just sit back, and finally enjoy good football every single week. I mean, I think that regardless, you know, I think that we can beat the Ravens. But even if we don't, I think that we just take a step back, keep our heads up high, and take on the next week.
Sure.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Listen.
I mean, I think you're delusional if you go, all right, we're going to the Super Bowl. It's way too early. Come on.
I mean, if you say we're not going to lose another game.
Yeah. I mean, you're just delusional.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's so much football to be played. A lot of things are going to happen.
Yeah.
So, but to say they're going to the playoffs, okay, well, you got basically a 3 out of 4 chance. Mm-hmm.
I think I do quibble with Valdez's statement that there are no moral victories because the team's so good.
This is Matt Valdez.
I think if we lost a squeaker to the Ravens.
Yeah, if you lose 31-28 and you're right in it at the end and Justin Tucker hits like a 54-yarder to beat the Commanders,
it's probably going to be a moral victory.
Like, moral victory Mondays.
Yeah,
we're different people.
Yeah, I can handle a loss if we play good. If I hit the golf ball well and it just hits a cart path that goes out of bounds, what can I do? I hit the ball. I hit it great.
It's process. Yeah. Got to believe in the process.
I hit the green
Trust
and it rolled out a little long. I'm in the rough like you Watson at the British Open. I mean, I hit a good shot.
But you're still going to get bitter if you double bogey it.
You got to throw the script out.
But your
you're still thinking as a process, I just want them to develop.
No.
Throw that trash out the window. No, you have a playoff team right now on your hands.
A potential playoff.
No, but this team's going to go to the playoffs. This team's going to the playoffs. You seen them?
Right, nails.
Jinx right there, right through the glass.
I think we're pretty good.
Have you been watching this team? This team is amazing.
The defense is not amazing.
This is an amazing team.
Appointment television. It's what they are at this point.
I know good football. I'm watching good football when I'm watching
savant.
Yeah,
right there.
When I see the Commanders play, it's good football.
It is good football.
Buy into it.
And we will talk to one of their players when we come back. Jonathan Allen, Commanders defensive tackle. He will join us right here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.